Dave's Psych Lectures, part of the Thunderbird 6 podcasting network.
Classes, we've actually been talking about very useful kinds of analysis of variance techniques today and on Tuesday, and maybe even as far as Thursday, but it might be even we get it overdone on Tuesday. We're going to talk about stuff that you should avoid, but it's stuff that almost, you know, inevitably somebody has to, now and then, has to use something like this. So this is more of a cautionary tale than it is something that I want you to know about this, but it's something that isn't good. Let's put it that way. So that's my preface. Usually all of our factors, those are the independent variables, so all of our factors are crossed with each other. In other words, every level of factor A occurs with every level of factor B. Right? That's usually what happens.
Sanjay Gupta.
What are you talking about, Sanjay Gupta? You get the high score?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not talking about subjects. Of course, they're always nested. Well, not always. If you've got between groups, they're nested. They're always nested, but they often are. And that's no big deal, and that's not... In fact, a lot of the designs you'll see, if you go to the Honors Thesis Conference tomorrow, are designs with subjects nested within some factor. They won't say that, they'll just say it's between subjects factor, but they all know, or bloody well should know, that the subjects are nested within some variable. Sometimes, however, things are different. Okay. This is an example of a real study that a friend of mine consulted with. And it was a drug trial, okay? And we have hospitals here. That's H, that's the factor H. We have drugs, these are pain medication drugs for burn survivors. Okay? And then we have groups. Group 1, group 2, group 3, group 4, group 5, group 6. So we've got 6 drugs, 3 hospitals. Now, in the best of all possible worlds, we would cross drugs and hospitals. But we can't. We can't because happily there aren't enough subjects. Right? And also the resources. I mean, this really happened. But you want to help, you know, analyze their data. And these are 3 hospitals at the time in Toronto. And they just didn't have the resources to run clinical trials of all 6 drugs. Okay? So drugs in this case are actually nested within hospitals.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you're reading the caption on there.
But
you read to yourself.
You've got to.
You know, to yourself, not to all of us.
You.
No, you quietly. Okay, so drugs are nested in hospitals. It's not ideal. But there's nothing my buddy could do here. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he got there and he did this already. And he said, why did you do it this way? And they said, well, we don't have enough people, etc. So it was understandable, because this kind of thing will happen out in the real world. By the way, N equals 5, so there's 5 burn survivors per group. Okay? Like I said, I mean, if you wanted, say, 5, you'd have to have 3 times as many burn survivors in each hospital, and there aren't, and that's, like I said, it's sort of happily a good thing. That means fewer people, because it's not a nice thing to go through. Back in Newfoundland, when we were talking about this example, and the guy in my class was a burn survivor. And he said, can I go to your burn victim? And Chris had, he said, you know, people don't like being called burn victims because you don't call people that live from a boat sinking. You don't call them drowning victims. Those people are dead. I said, that's a good point. What should I call you? He said, burn survivor. So that's why it's burn survivor and not burn victim. This guy, like 98% of his body was burned. It's quite something. He wasn't in this study. However, some real people were. It's real stuff. So this is a bit of a different approach here. So both are tested. Both of these factors, hospital and drugs in hospital, are tested with the factor subjects within drugs by hospital. And note that it's not subjects within drugs within hospital. Okay? That's a pretty common mistake. So let's take a look at this. In fact, you might think at first, it's a little weird. Now, the only thing is, as weird as this is, this does come up, and we're going to attack the nesting of factors the same way we attack the nesting of subjects. So hospitals is going to have H minus 1 degrees of freedom, so there were 3 hospitals, so it's got 2 degrees of freedom. Then we need drugs within hospital. That's levels of D minus 1 times H. She said, wait a second, Dave, there's 6 drugs. Yeah, not within each hospital, there's not. There's 2 drugs within each hospital. 2 minus 1 is 1 times 3 is 3. Subjects within drug by hospital. N minus 1, so there were, 5 subjects, is that what I said? Is that correct? Right? Yeah. So it's 5, minus 1 is 4.
Whoops, I kicked me.
It's okay. So times 2, there's 2 drugs in each hospital, times 3, 4 times 2 is 8, times 3 is 24. Okay? Makes sense? Is it going, is it? Follow, and then let's, first of all, you understand the design. That there were 2 drugs within each hospital. There are, overall, there are 6 drugs, but there's 2 within each hospital. And that's how you have to view this. When you're thinking about doing the degrees of freedom, always think about whatever the nesting thing is, looking up. Sort of like, how many hospitals are there? I can see 3. How many are with me? There's 2 of us. It can look up and see what's around, but it can't see the next cell. Think of it that way. If that makes any sense? Yes?
I missed what you said for the last one.
Oh, yeah. So there's 2 drugs within each hospital. Mm-hmm. Right? So that means then that we talk about N minus 1, so that's 5 minus 1 is 4, times 2 drugs within each hospital, times 3 hospitals. And like I said, why do we do drugs within each hospital? It's like the factor, the variable is looking up and can see what's above it, but can't see what's in the next cell. Make sense? I don't know why I always visualize it that way, but I always visualize subjects standing like, I'm in B1 and A2. I don't know, but it's the same thing. You can think of the factors doing that. Perhaps I have a very odd one.
Don't worry.
I'm not worried. Thanks, John. It's very kind of you, by the way. So we're going to test both the hospital effect and the drugs within hospital effect. With subjects by drugs within hospital. Sorry, subjects. Yeah, subjects within drugs by hospital. Sorry. Is that what I said, though?
Yes.
That's what I meant. No matter what, that is what I meant. You okay?
Yes.
What's wrong? Are you sure? You sure you're okay? Okay. What do you think of the classroom, Chuck?
Goopty.
Everything becomes same J. Goopty. No. What do you think of the classroom? Is it good?
Yep.
Goopty. Do you like it better in your classroom than your school? Or do you like it the same? Or do you like it worse? What's better, your classroom at school or daddy's classroom?
The classroom.
John, speak English.
Please.
You like? So you're doing the screwing up words on purpose game right now? Positive. You're screwing up words on purpose? Positive. Are you screwing up words on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Don't worries.
You want to do a correct these sentences?
Yes.
Okay. John R. sitting in the classroom.
John is sitting in the classroom.
That's better. Let's see. Daddy goes to the store.
Daddy went to the store.
That's right. You're pretty good at that. You like grammar?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So you like this classroom?
Yes.
You think you should have your school in this classroom?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Because they wouldn't let you play this in your classroom at school, would they?
If I play in this classroom.
Yeah, it's okay with me. Okay. You know why they won't let you play that in school? Because they're fascists. Okay. So, this is a weird thing. You're going to test this hospital factor, but it doesn't matter. It's kind of, you will probably test it just because you can, and we have an error term, but hospital isn't really an interesting effect. In fact, we're probably going to guess that each hospital is going to be different. The staffs are different, the drugs in each hospital are different. So, we can test it, but I don't even know what it means. And we'll talk more about that in a sec. Now, here's another example. This is what we're saying. Maybe you can stream this example. Oh, you like that? See where that came in? It's pretty good, eh? Okay. Look at this design. At first, this looks like something you've seen before, except now, you realize it isn't. Because when we look at that, we have nesting as well as within subjects variables. So this is the kind of thing, this is like welcome to the NHL here. Now you're playing in the big leagues. You know, the Yates order things are going to work exactly the same between subjects and in. It's going to work just fine. Yates order is your friend. I know that looks like some sort of Latvian last name, Odorous. Order is.
Sendish order is. Was just drafted from the Dinamo Riga.
Okay, Latvian hockey jokes don't fly that well. Okay. So, think about that. Yates order is your friend. Between subjects within, okay? Between factors, well, A and B, different subjects get different levels of A, different subjects get different levels of B, and C is a within factor. Right? C is a within factor, because every subject gets every level of C. Right?
Hey. Did you have to dramatize the sneeze that much?
Like, that was quite a sneeze. Yeah, Sanjay Gupta should come and tell me to stop sneezing so loud. You think that would be funny if he just showed up? Well, here he is! I'm kidding, of course.
If I play DS in my classroom...
They'll probably get pretty mad at you at school. I don't think they'd let you take that to school. You can do it here, though. I wouldn't let anybody else do this. I wouldn't even let Maddie do this when she has to take this class with me. I'm not going to let her do it. But I'll let you do it. Now, if you had somebody taking this class, I would like to do it. Okay? Just make it perfectly clear. So what do we do here? Between subjects within. Oh, and list. The final rule of Yates order is you list the top of a hierarchy first. And this is called a hierarchical design because B is within A, it's a hierarchy. So we already said that we established that A and B are between subjects variables. So we're going to list A first. A has two levels, so it's going to have A minus 1 or 1 degree of freedom. Now, the next thing we do is we list B within A. Why do we say B within A? Because we cannot talk about B without mentioning what level of A it's in. So we go B within A. And that's going to have B minus 1 times A degrees of freedom. B minus 1 is 1 times 2 levels of A, which is 2. Even John knows that 1 times 2 is 2. Because you guys are doing times tables in school this year, right? Hey, you doing times tables in school this year?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to do a math problem? Okay. So there are 8 oranges, and we want to divide them between John and Madeline. How many oranges does each person get if they get an equal amount of oranges?
2.
You're just guessing. Try that again. There are 8 oranges.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 3.
No, you're guessing. It's 4. You guess. You don't guess. And if you're going to guess, you always guess 7.
If I guess.
Sometime in your life, you're going to regret it. So B minus 1 times A. So B with an A. Now, this is the hardest thing is always the subjects. I find. At least every night I was doing these when I was in school, the hardest part was doing the subjects. But if you take a look at this, again, you've got to think of them, they're looking up, they don't know anything though. So it's subjects are within A, B. They're not within A, within B, within A. So they've got N minus 1 times A times B degrees of freedom. So that was, I said N was 3, right? Is that what I said? Yeah? So it's 2 times 2 times 2. Which is 8. 2 cubed.
Dave?
Yep.
Could you do B as A instead of A
nested
with B?
Well, B is nested with an A.
Backwards?
No, that's what it says. B nested with an A.
I mean, last place.
Okay. Could you do A nested with B?
No, because that says something different. That says there are different levels of A within each level of B, and that's not what the design shows. Unlike if you did like if A and B were crossed and you said A by B or B by A, they mean the same thing. Those two things mean completely different things. Think about it. If they were subjects, would you say A is nested within subjects? This sounds weird, right? So it means something very specific, and it's not transitive like that. Whereas it is with, say, an interaction term. Yeah, good question. Because think about that. That would change the degrees of freedom, too. Right? So
no,
subjects within A by B.
Oh, no, I'm in last place.
Yeah, that's life, John. Keep practicing, you'll get better. Keep practicing, you'll get better, okay? Okay?
I'm in last place, help.
I can't help you. It's not multiplayer. Well, you're almost going to catch it. Oh, you almost caught up and you quit, you quitter. Yeah, you quitter.
I'm in last place!
Don't get freaked out like that. I don't like it.
No!
It's a game?
I don't want to play a game.
Okay. Want to do something else?
Mom
is in class. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Hey, go. Hey, it's just a game.
I don't want to go to class.
Neither do these guys, but they're here. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
No.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Shh.
I want to try again.
You want to try again? Okay. Calm me up first. I want deep breaths. No, deep breaths. Deep breath. Deep breath. Do you think it would be a good idea to have a meltdown in my class? No.
No.
No, it wouldn't be good. So it's funny, isn't it? Okay, you'd be fine. You want a hug? One more hug?
Yes.
Love you so much. All right. Now go play. All right. So then next thing we do is move a C. C is easy because on its own. And once we get that, we just do all that crossing things. So C has 2 levels, C minus 1. The rest of this thing now all falls into place. C, C by A, C by B within A, C by S within AB. Done. Now you just put the degrees of freedom for them. Well, C is going to be easy, C minus 1 is 1. C by A is easy, C minus 1 times A minus 1. 1. C by B within A, C minus 1 times B minus 1 times A. 2. C minus 1 times N minus 1 times A by B, 8. That's the beauty of that. Let's add it up to make sure we did it properly. 1 and 2 is 3 and 8 is 11. 12, 13, 14, 15, maybe it's 23. There are 24 observations, 8 cells times 3 subjects. We did it right. You okay? You ready? Yeah.
Just playing different. It's Mario Party. What kind of different games are you? You think Mario to be the princess?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
You need new writers. You get the same joke.
You need new writers, son.
Mario
princess.
He loves absurd things, so he did that to you. One of his jokes that he is, could Mario be the princess? Which, of course, is impossible, because Mario's boy, okay, I'd be princess. But he finds that uproarious and fun. So you see, this is not that hard to do, but you have to be systematic about it. If you're intensely systematic, between subjects within, top of the hierarchy, go down. But once you get the first one done right, it's funny as you think it is, John. Once you get the first one done right, the rest of them all fall into place. So you just, now, it's like you might think, oh, well, I just listed B within A. Would I go B within A by A? Well, no, that's ridiculous. Can't have the same term in there twice. So I got that done. Next, I do subjects within A, B. Fine. Now I go C. That's easy. Then the rest just falls into place. C, C by A, C by B within A, C by S within A, B. Done. You feeling better now?
Yes.
Yeah, it seems so.
Mario's are different.
Yes, they are. Now, you should be able to go the other way as well. You should be able to look at a source of variation degrees of freedom table and say, what's the design? And in fact, this is quite common when you're reading a paper. Tomorrow when you go to the honor thesis conference, again, I encourage you to, you will see people present their designs, a nice picture of their design, because it's a talk and they're talking to a general audience. In a paper, have you ever seen someone present? They don't. They talk about the groups. So, in that case, what ends up happening is that maybe you're not familiar with that literature or something. It might be kind of hard to look at it, but you will be able to understand the design, but you will be able to say what the Nell's covariance terms were. So what you do is you just look at that and say, well, I can rebuild this so I can see what the design is. So B, subjects within B, B by A by S within B. Now, oh good, I didn't actually put the answer, so now we'll work this one out then. Excellent. So, let's work this one out. Let's take a look at this. What do we have? We've got, first of all, do we have any nesting of factors here? Besides subjects. No, so this will be a pretty easy one. How many level? What are the between factors? What are the within factors?
No.
Tell me a between factor.
B.
Why? Because it comes before subjects, and because we say subjects are within B. How many levels does B have?
Three.
That was easy. B1, B2, B3. Okay. Do we have any within factors? A, yeah, that's right, it's A. And why do you know it's A? Well, there's two ways to know that. After, listed after subjects, that's the easiest one. It's going to have three levels as well. What's left? Subjects are nested within B. What does that mean? It means that different subjects get different levels of B, which also means B is the between factor. So if we're going to put the groups in here, we're going to go 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3. How many subjects are there per group?
3.
3? And why is that? You're right. Why is that? No, so sorry, it's not 3.
Okay.
It's the n minus 1 makes 3.
Okay.
So n is 4. Why four? Because, look, total number of degrees of freedom, 36. How many cells do we have? 9. Right? So 36 divided by 9 is 4. So n equals 4. The other way you can do this is you can go, this has to be n minus 1 times b. And that's going to equal 9. That's probably where you got the 3 from, right? So if you said n minus 1 times 3, because it's 3 levels of b, equals 9. That means this in here has to equal 9. That means n must equal 4.
Mr. Grabbeck. I'm Dr. Grabbeck.
Ten clues.
We need to talk your language. Don't speak in random words. Like you're speaking in different tongues.
Mr. Ten clues.
You're nuts. And I mean that literally. You're on the DSM-4. Oh.
Face facts. It's not a big deal.
And I'm blind. Who cares?
So, you should be able to go the other way. It's not that hard to do. In fact, it's quite often the case that this is a useful skill when you're reading a paper so you can rebuild the design for yourself. Okay. Questions about that before we wrap up this little section? Yeah, please.
I don't know if you remember, but the first thing you said about this.
Yes.
I wrote down no nesting.
There's no nesting there except for subjects. Yeah. Okay, things to remember about these designs. Gates order, using it, we can find the design, figure any design in the error terms really quite easily. It's mechanical, it takes some practice, but after a while, you can get them done very quickly, and it is a useful skill. Here's a problem. One of the things that the Gates order assumes, so you're trying to figure out the error terms, is that everything is a fixed factor and subjects are random factors. That's what allows us to say this is the error term for this, because the expected value is 1.
No.
Now, the problem here is hospital a fixed factor or random factor?
I don't know.
It's kind of like a subject factor in a way, isn't it? Right? We kind of hope that these burn drugs would work in any hospital. We want to generalize to all hospitals in some respects. So in some respects, is it actually a random factor? Wouldn't we view it as a random factor? If we do, the error term expected values are wrong. And I'm not going to go into how to... There's a way to calculate them. I don't know how to do it, to be honest with you. The way I do it is I get a book. I go pull out my old Kirk experimental design book, and I open that up, and there's a table at the back of it how to figure out expected values of mean squares. Also, what does drug, there's a drug effect mean in that experiment? The drug effect says drugs within hospital are significant. Listen to what that says. Drugs within hospital. I didn't say drugs were significantly different from each other. I said drugs within hospitals were different. So our conclusion is, if we're using this pain drug at, you know, Sunnybrook Hospital, it's different than that pain drug at that hospital. It's not really that the two drugs are different. It's they're different from each other in that hospital. Because it says, number one, the name of the factors, drugs within hospitals. That's not what we wanted to find out, really. I would avoid these things like the plague. Now, there are cases where it will happen, but this is where, when you're figuring out your design for your thesis or something like that, next year or whatever, this is where this course comes in pretty useful, because if you do this, you're not going to be able to actually make really good, strong conclusions typically. This happened to a friend of mine when he was in fourth year. He was analyzing his data, or about to, and he went to a graduate student in the lab he was working in for some help, and she said, oh no, you have nested factors, and he didn't know what that meant, because apparently he had to pay a lot of attention to his first house. So, he's still going to find a job, but Nested factors aren't useful, aren't good. The problem is that sometimes they have to be used. Now, sometimes it's fine, you're just taking it out as variance. Right? So sometimes it's just another way to suck more variance in and get a smaller error term. And that's great. But sometimes there are important things that you want to actually say that hospitals, or sorry, that drugs are different. And you can't.
Dr. Gupta.
Dr. Gupta is not coming. He's in Japan.
Sanjay Gupta.
Sanjay Gupta's in Japan.
No.
Yes, he is.
In Canada.
No, he's not. He's in Japan with Anderson Cooper. Haven't you been watching AC360? Oh, that's right. You're in bed by then. Or are you? Or you wake up secretly and watch TV without me knowing it? Is that what's happening? Is that what's happening?
No.
I didn't think so, because I know where the TVs are. They're downstairs. There's no TV in your room. Are you streaming it live over that laptop in your room?
No.
No, you hit that computer.
He's live.
So, sometimes this is what gets dealt to you, and it's usually in sort of a field situation. Right? Usually is. This is usually a situation where you have no other choice. And like the drug hospital study, eventually these kind of designs were called split plot designs. And the reason for that is they were originally designed, figured out by R.A. Fisher, the guy who invented the F-test, right? And he would split a plot of land up into two different sections, and then put different kinds of seeds within each plot. So you'd have like C1 and C2 in plot A, and C3 and C4 in plot B. That's by definition a split plot or a hierarchical analysis of variance. But like I said, I would avoid these kind of things at all. Questions about these hierarchical designs? Good? You want to do another one or you want to just go home? Where do you want to go? Just one more drink, I think I'm gonna sing. Well, I got on my whole hat with a brand new roadmap. Well, I'm long gone, goodbye. Yeah. I said I'm heading down south. I wish I'd gone last.
Podcast is released under a Creative Commons copyright, Sharealike 2.5 Canada. Feel free to redistribute the information as you see fit, but please don't make any money out of it. And if you do, you got to tell me because I'm reserving that right. giving up all the other ones, including mash it up any way you want, okay? Also, of course, give me attribution. If you want to get a hold of me, my email address is dave.brodbeck, B-R-O-D-B-E-C-K, at algomau.ca. My website is people.auc.ca/broadbeck/blog. Most of the music, all the music's PodSafe, and most of it comes from GarageBand.com or the PodSafe Music Network. See you next time.